This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, who is serving the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And I want to say good morning to all of our listeners and Happy New Year. This is our very first show in the new year of 2024. And may your 2024 be filled with health, joy, and blessings from the Almighty Eternal God. We're excited to welcome you to another great year of programming here on KDK Radio with Catholic Education Plus. And I want to thank our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto, is here with us in studio. Michelle, Happy New Year, and thank you for being with us to start the new year off.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Father. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. And we have wonderful guests today. We're going to be talking about the Catholic school alumni. The alumni legacy truly has a ripple effect that shapes and influences many generations. I want to welcome David Giancello. He's a 2001 graduate of Bishop Canevin High School. David, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, everyone. And Father, thanks so much. It's an honor to be here.
Michelle, I'm going to start with you. A little perspective from you before we introduce and get into with David. You have the ultimate vantage point as the superintendent when it comes to alumni. You must hear this all the time, what their education has meant for them, and it's a blueprint of the setting their lives in mind and spirit. So tell us a little bit about your vantage point from what you hear from a Catholic alumni.
Well, I will tell you, when I go out into the world, the first, and you introduce yourself and you say what you do as superintendent of Catholic schools for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, immediately, so many times, people come back and they say, I went to Catholic school. I was there for 8 years. I was there for 12 years. And it's not just about relaying that fact to me. There's a special look that comes over their faces that they're proud of that. They're happy with that experience, and they have just a joy in expressing that to me. And we have people in so many places that we don't even realize. I know we did a little stint where we went to visit some of our lawmakers in Washington, and we went into all kinds of different offices for all kinds of, you know, it was a very nonpartisan visit. And I will tell you, the office staff down there, most of them would say, I went to Catholic school.
Nice.
So what we've contributed, and I will say this, and rather not humbly, but we have contributed to our overall society in a magnificent way that's often not recognized. And I'm so proud of our graduates, and I think they're proud of us. And so it just brings joy to your heart to have an alumni here today, but to also run into those folks out there in the world who are doing amazing things.
Absolutely. And I, as a pastor for 23 years, always hear from parish to parish, you know, I went to school here or there, and just to hear the stories and the friendships that continue on, and a lot of the alumni people coming back, and they lay that foundation for faith and morals and values. And that's something to be proud of with our Catholic schools. I want to introduce David Giancello. Dave, you want to introduce yourself to our listeners here this morning? Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dave. I grew up in Crafton. Now I live in Greentree. As we mentioned earlier, I am a graduate of Bishop Canevin High School, and then I went on to graduate from Duquesne University. I had a unique career where then I went back to work at Bishop Canevin, and then I went back and worked at Duquesne University. Now I work for a software company where I work with universities across the country now to help them meet their digital fundraising goals through crowdfunding and Days of Giving.
So you were like a boomerang. You went back to Canevin, and then you also went back to Duquesne, but on the other side of the desk, so to speak, to work
exactly
for them.
Right.
That's kind of neat. Was that kind of neat to walk the halls of Bishop Canevin High School or roam the campus at Duquesne, but as an alumni, though? Was it different for you?
Yeah, so the most unique thing about, right after graduating from Duquesne, I went back and I started the work at Canevin as a director of alumni relations and development. So I was doing fundraising and marketing. Hmm. And it was just such a unique experience where I'm back in there, and all of a sudden, my teachers that I had, 4 years ago are now my colleagues. Wow. And I'm sitting there in the teacher's lounge having lunch with them. And it just blew me away about, you think when you're a student there that, okay, these teachers, the bell rings, they kind of leave, they go on with their day. But they would be in these, in the teacher's lounge, really talking about all these different students, and they really were caring and kind of sharing those with each other. And that just really was eye-opening to me about, they are living this community over Canevin.
So you have a journalism background, like myself. We were talking about that in studio before we went on air this morning. You worked for the Canevin newspaper, the Leonid student newspaper, and you were also a performer in the school musicals. I did that too, so it sounds like a cookie cutter of Tom Burke back in high school. We share the same things. Share with us a little more about this and your memories when you were at Bishop Canevin.
Well, in the musicals, you could probably sing better than me, so I'll give you that one. But I think that's one of the great things about our Catholic schools is that there are so many, you have that in-classroom experience, which is great, but there's just so many ways to get involved and kind of, be creative and find your passion. For me, it was certainly writing for the student newspaper. That was just to me, I couldn't believe that, as a little kid, I was like, wow, I wonder if I'd ever get to go to Canevin someday. And I got there and it was like, wow. I want to write. And you actually see in the Leonid, my name's in print. And that was just a great experience too with, our editor was really helpful with that. The teachers at Canevin would even take time to kind of review my articles and say, hey, you might want to change this, you might want to change that. And then that springboarded me when I went to Duquesne. I wrote for the Duquesne Duke for 4 years. And I know if I didn't have that experience at Canevin, I wouldn't have had the confidence to write for the paper all those years. So that was really great. And then the musical was just such a great creative outlet which I love with the musical, it's not just the cast, but it's all the crews as well. And that's really a way that I got to meet students at Canevin that were freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors. That was just a really wonderful experience.
What musical were you in?
So I was in Damn Yankees, and that was a tricky one because I had to be in a locker room scene without a shirt on and a towel.
Oh,
so
boy.
You can imagine how nerve-wracking that was. Then I was in Into the Woods, My Fair Lady and Pippin. And in Into the Woods, I was the cow, Milky White, which didn't really help with my dating life in high school, but it was a lot of fun.
So the pictures are, you don't want to reveal
They still pop up on my Facebook feed,
boy.
For sure.
I was in Sound of Music, Hello Dolly, and South Pacific. So those were my three school musicals.
Some Enchanted Evening.
it's funny when... the CLO downtown will have them at the Benenum, and I'll go, and it's just I can remember the scripts, the word for word, and the music. You just dive right into that. It just brings back my high school years over 35 years ago. So
that's great.
Now, what drew you to the Office of Development of Alumni Relations to serve and to be on the board of directors? Because that's pretty.
Yes, it was right after college. It was actually one of my classmates at Canevin said, you should really think about this job. And I was thinking, going to go back and work in my high school. I don't know. But then I talked to my family and friends about it and prayed about it and thought, this really could be a great opportunity. And it ended up being that because I got to, kind of learn firsthand, marketing, fundraising, all those different things when I worked at Canavan, which was really great. Mm-hmm. And then after I, you know, it was really tough to kind of leave working there. So then when I was at Duquesne, it was an awesome opportunity where they said, if you still want to feel connected, would you want to be on the board of directors? So I've done that for years now, and it's just great to still play a role, sure, you know, in the school.
You just can't go away.
Can't get away.
Right? No. You just keep coming back on that, which is good. It's just something that's very dear to your heart. The background that you gained in the development and alumni relations at Bishop Canavan really sets the stage, so to speak, for what you do now and for those that you serve. Tell us about your present work, how you're giving back.
Yeah, so when I started working at Canavan, I was excited about the marketing part of it, but then there was also the fundraising aspect of things. And for me, you know, I had really great, you know, my parents were, you know, wonderful growing up. I'd always see them putting their envelopes in the, you know, at Mass and donating to all these different charities. But, you know, when you're growing up, you're like, why would you just give your money away? Like, for me, it's like, how does that happen? So then when I got that job at Canavan, I knew there was going to be a fundraising component. I remember that first mailing we did. They said, you know, write a letter, send it out, see if the alumni will respond. And I just could not believe all the money that was coming in from, wow, you know, all over the country. And just really, that's when I started to realize how much Canavan means to people, how important it is to give back. You know, I saw that when I worked in fundraising at Duquesne, how, you know, alumni and friends would just be so generous. And it was so inspiring. And this role I'm in now, where I work with all these different colleges across the country, their alumni, they give back as well. I just think that's, it's so important. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned, is that you need to, you know, really give back. And it's again, it's inspiring, and it just feels so good to do that.
Yeah. And I can just imagine when people get maybe a letter in the mail talking about helping out their school where they went to school, and to see people say, it's time for me to give back. They're putting their whole hard work money into something. It's like an investment, and then they see results that they're helping out their community and their school. They might not maybe live nearby, but they're still interconnected.
Right.
Do you think, is that why people would give?
And with fundraising too, that's one of the biggest things is we try to, you know, tell the partners that I work with, is you have to show the impact of these donors. Mm. And that's really when I worked in the halls of Canavan and at Duquesne, like those donations would come in, and it's not like it went to some, you know, big money pit. It sure really made a difference in the lives of these students. And that's why it's so important. You know, if you haven't given to your Catholic high school or grade school in a while, you know, please, you know, give back. It's really going to make a difference.
And a majority, all of our Catholic schools have an alumni association, and there's always, you know, some type of way to give back, scholarships or things like that. So when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a very special Bishop Canavan family whose daughter that they had developed a nice scholarship for him. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. Once again, Happy New Year, as we are now in 2024, and this is our very first show of Catholic Education Plus for the new year. I want to thank our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, for helping us with this program. And we're talking about the Catholic Alumni Association, and our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto, is with us in studio. And I want to welcome for our second segment, Chuck and Bethany Gaeta, who have a beautiful daughter named Grace, who was a student at Bishop Canavan High School, who passed away very suddenly, very recently. And we're going to talk a little bit about how they are giving back to Bishop Canavan in honor of their beautiful daughter. So I want to welcome into studio Chuck and Bethany Gaeta to Catholic Education Plus. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Father. Thanks for having us.
Tell our listeners a little background about the both of you.
My name is Chuck. My wife is Bethany. We're the Gaetas, and we live in the Westwood section of Pittsburgh, just a couple minutes from Bishop Canavan, where Grace went to high school. And we're her proud parents, and she was a member of the 2023 class from Bishop Canavan. We belong to St. Thomas More Parish, now Resurrection Parish.
Mm-hmm. And Father Michael Ackerman's your pastor.
Exactly,
great guy.
Yeah.
Good. Now, Grace would have graduated with the class of 2023.
Yes.
This past year, and the school community wrapped all around you, ever making Grace a part of the graduation ceremony. That just warms my heart to hear about that. And I don't think there could have been a better spokesperson for Bishop Canavan High School and the treasure of our Catholic schools than the both of you. So thank you for being with us. us this morning. Grace was very active. She loved her school, and she passed along the love of Bishop Canavan to both of you, and her spirit definitely lives in both of you now. And I know that you spent a lot of time giving back to the school, developing Grace's garden at Bishop Canavan. It's nice that you can give back to the community. Tell us a little bit about how you're letting Grace's legacy live on.
Well, Grace's scholarships that we've established highlight some of her passions. We've supported Ave Maria Academy, where she's an alumni. We've established a scholarship for new musicians that come into Bishop Canavan. Grace was in the marching band and played flute. We have a religion award. Grace actually won that award twice. Grace loved math, so we established a Math Perseverance Award. And Grace always loved and was so excited when her class got to go on retreats. So we've sponsored a junior retreat last year with the Sisters of St. Joseph in Baden. And her senior class, we sponsored a retreat for the Dry Bones Ministries.
That is great. That is a lot. How about Bethany, you want to chime in here?
Well, I guess the legacy is living on, and we're blessed to be a part of this living faith with the love and the support from and to Bishop Canavan High School. It's an exchange that we have going on, we feel. We hope our presence and encouragement for the students and school has also helped them during their grief. Because they have tremendously helped us with our grief process. In addition to us helping with some open houses, we've gotten to work alongside with the students to get to know them and creating a mulch project to beautify the entrance of the school. And like Chuck said, we've established a suite of scholarships in Grace's name to provide financial support for students attending Bishop Canavan High School. And that was... started at the beginning of February of 2022, and since then 41 students have actually benefited from the scholarship monies directly, and then the scholarship has awarded about $23,000 so far.
That's fantastic. Wow, you're helping all those students with that.
It's a blessing. It's give and take, for sure.
Now, words can't express what the both of you have gone through to lose a child. I mean, I've been a priest for 23 years, and it's just so heartbreaking to do funerals for, you know, and to see the parents grieve, because it's not supposed to happen, you know, that you're not supposed to bury a child. And so I can't imagine what you have gone through, but I'm sure your Catholic faith has helped you. As we were coming into studio here this morning, we were talking about your faith is basically your foundation to get through those challenging times. And so what you are giving back, you're to be commended for. How did this all develop? Like, you both can chime in briefly, that what made you want to do something in honor of your daughter? Because that wasn't easy.
Yeah, so... Well, Bishop Canavan High School has really been a treasure beyond words to us. It's a beautiful family with compassionate educators and staff in a classic school building with devoted families and dedicated alumni. The school promotes being a person for others. And Grace would always talk about that motto that was going on at the school, and they were always doing things with that. They're preparing students for a life of service in the community. And we've seen this firsthand in numerous ideas that were provided by the students and supported by the administration to carry out the plans to honor Grace and to include us throughout this time. No words are adequate to express how this inclusion of Grace in us has tremendously helped us in our immense grief.
Now, we have an upcoming fundraiser, a spaghetti dinner to benefit the Grace Gaeta Memorial Scholarship. Tell our listeners about this and how they can give back.
Yeah, on February 3rd, 2024, at St. Thomas More Church, there will be a Mass with an intention for Grace at 4 p.m., and then immediately afterwards, we will go into the Family Life Center and proceed to have a spaghetti dinner. There will also be baskets, a 50-50 raffle. We're just trying to have as much local, really good food that we can. We're so blessed with people stepping up to donate and to want to help us. We know that you can go on to the Bishop Canavan website. You're able to purchase tickets online. Also, if you're not able to attend, the website is also able to accept donations for the, you know, the continuing of building these scholarships and to keep them going.
So they can look at Bishop Canavan's website, or again, the date again is?
It's February 3rd, 2024.
And there will be 4 o'clock Mass
Saturday
at Resurrection Parish at St. Thomas More Church.
Yes.
That's right across the street from South Hills Village.
Exactly.
There. And then the Family Life Center. It's a beautiful center there, right connected to the church. They can go right over there and have a nice spaghetti dinner, nice baskets, raffles, and you're supporting a good cause in Grace's memory.
Exactly.
What a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I love pasta, so I might have to sneak out there after my Mass
over
in Elizabeth. Definitely, yeah. Well, Meals on Wheels to do that. But I want to thank both of you for coming in today and sharing this beautiful story. And what a wonderful tribute to Grace and her memory, and how you're giving back, and how the students at Bishop Canavan now will be benefiting in her honor. So kudos to you, and know that you're in my prayers as you continue moving forward and in your faith journey this 2024. So
I
want to now
I
want to bring in our superintendent of Catholic schools, Michelle Peduto, for the last word.
Well, you've just had the pleasure of listening to two amazing people that I have really come to love, and Chuck and Bethany to me are an inspiration. They are truly people of God who have been placed in a situation that we all, as parents, our worst nightmare. They have taken this and they have really honored God first and Grace. And I think the true inspiration here is Grace, because she was, in her short life, such a great example to all of us. I unfortunately did not know Grace before she passed, but came to know so much about her after she went home to the Lord. Amazing young woman, and just the epitome of what we would want in a Catholic school student and in a human being.
Great.
So,
thanks. I want to thank David Jacello and Chuck and Bethany Gaeta and Michelle for being with us here in studio. We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This weekend in our Plus segment, we are returning briefly to Back to Ordinary Time. We have just put away all of our Christmas decorations as we celebrated Epiphany last Sunday, and then the baptism of our Lord was this past Monday. So now we go back to Ordinary Time, just very briefly up until Valentine's Day, February 14th, where we begin Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent. In this week's Gospel, we are focusing on two followers of John the Baptist, Andrew and Peter. Jesus sees them. They are fishermen and they are followers of John. And Jesus simply says, come and see, come and visit me. So we're hearing about early ministry years of Jesus. And Jesus wants you and I to come and see and come and follow him. And God loves all of us and speaks to us each and every day to just kind of sit and listen quietly, get away from all the rat race and all the noise that's in our world, and just listen for the Lord and how the Lord is coming for all of us to come and to follow him. And what are we to do to give back, just as we heard with our guests here this morning, to give back and to find a quiet place and reflect and know that God is in our midst. So thanks for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks to Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring our program.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.